Well, we may say, firstly, we may think, well, it's so that I can eat Christ. It's true. But actually, the Lord's table is firstly not for us. Mm. It's for the Lord.
Amen.
Because the Lord instituted the Lord's table for the carrying out of his economy and plan. Mm-hmm. You know, as we are singing the one hymn before this, it's quite marvelous, about seven verses about all the aspects of the preciousness of the Lord's table. And in one of the parts it says that we do this till he comes.
Amen.
Amen.
And do you realize that the Lord, the night that he was going to be crucified, he had the Last Supper, as we know. That was the end of the Old Testament dispensation with the Passover. And then immediately he had broke the bread, right? He had the Lord's table. And he said to do this in remembrance of him. And then he said, do this till I come. So it's quite amazing that this simple practice, other than baptism, I don't know of anything that's so, you know, that the Lord instituted, as you might say, a sacrament of a sort. The Lord's table. And it's a linking of the Lord's first coming and the Lord's second coming.
Amen.
Consider, how precious is that? He says, do this till I come.
Precious.
I will no not henceforth eat of this until I partake it of new in the kingdom.
Amen.
You can check Matthew 26. I'm not sure. If you find it, you can read it. So as we come to the Lord's table, it's not a matter merely of being excited or jubilant, you know, outwardly, but we should be full of appreciation inwardly. And sometimes the Lord will lead us to be ecstatic outwardly when we begin, but based upon not emotion, but revelation. When we realize what we are participating
in.
So at some point, I just kind of encourage you, when you get a chance, we're not going to do it this morning, but to take a hymn like hymn 112 that talks about six aspects and find the Bible verses that show you these treasures. I'll just give you one example. In verse 4, it says, how significant is your table?
Amen.
We, your body, in the loaf seen. Okay, that's a good hymn, you know, a good psalm verse. But where does that come from? Well, actually, if you wanted to appreciate that point a little more, you could open in your Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 16, and it says something like this, the cup of blessing which we bless, is it not a fellowship of the blood of Christ? There's the fellowship earlier. The bread which we break, is it not a fellowship of the body of Christ? Verse 17, seeing that there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. And the
Amen.
One bread is the loaf in that song. So we're not just here having a kind of a communion of me and Jesus. You know, when I was a kid, there was, you know, it's in the Catholic, they have the Mass and that. And the Protestant, they have the Holy Communion. They do it, you know, once a month or once a quarter or something like that. But it's mainly me and Jesus. You know, I mean, I try to remember how Jesus suffered for me and, you know, and how he shed his blood for me. It's not bad. But it's not really the deep appreciation here. So we need to appreciate, brothers and sisters, the awesomeness of the Lord's table.
Amen.
First, it's that we would remember the Lord.
Amen.
Do this into the remembrance of me. So at the table, we don't focus on anything else. It's not, Aaron doesn't need to pray for his growth in life. And you know, and David doesn't need to beseech the Lord to build up the church. We can save that for the prayer meeting. All with the Lord's table, we just focus all eyes on the wonderful Lord Jesus.
Amen.
God said, this is my son in whom I delight.
Amen.
We need to hear him.
Amen.
But then at a certain point, after we have given the Lord the praise he deserves, it's quite interesting. It says in, I think, Matthew, it says that he sung, when they had the table, they sung a hymn. Well, to appreciate that hymn, you need to go to Hebrews chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. And there it says what? Somebody wants to read it. It talks about another singing. Mm-hmm. What singing is that singing?
Verse 12, saying,
go ahead.
I will declare your name to my brothers. In the midst of the church, I will sing hymns of praise to you.
Okay, so is it just our singing? Or is there another singing?
Yeah.
Tell you the truth, when we come to the worship of the Father, we should not be the only one singing. Now the Son is singing in our singing.
Amen.
And that's why we had that hymn. So we need to realize that the table is not a small thing. In the last hymn, you know, we sang what it was called, Father, to thee a joyful song we raise with all thine own. Brought home to thee, O wondrous grace.
Amen.
What does that allude to? Well, you know, in the parable of the three parables, what happens? The Son comes to redeem us, the Spirit comes to sanctify us, and eventually what? This causes us to return to the Father as the destination. The Father is the destination of the loving operation of the triune God and his full salvation. Where do we end up at every Lord's Day? We end up worshiping the Father.
Amen.
So this goes along with Ephesians chapter 2, verse 18, which says, for through him we have access, what? In one Spirit unto the Father. Okay? Through him is the shepherd coming to redeem us. For through him, in one Spirit, is the Spirit sanctifying us. To the Father is our being brought to God the Father as the ultimate object of all worship. So eventually all of this is to the praise of his glory.
Amen.
Anyway,
amen.
So I just say that just to uplift our appreciation for what we are doing at the Lord's table. Amen. Sometimes the table seems high, sometimes not so high. But anyway, if we have a vision, we will realize, Lord, you are the focus. And the Father is the destination.
Amen.
And we are doing this because you spoke it.
Amen.
And we're doing this until you come. As the, you might say, the highway that goes from the first coming of Christ to the second. Okay.
Amen.
So just to give you an appreciation for where we went in the Lord's table.